A Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3.
I'm quite excited about this next conversation, and you might be too if you ever had plans of becoming an astronaut when you were younger. You know, studying space, technology that's going to get you into space. Then, if you did all that, you would have dreamt of being a part of the Global Space and Technology Convention. Let's call it the GSTC for short. It's being held right here in Singapore. I know what you're thinking. Why have a global convention on space technology here in Singapore? Well, surprise, surprise, Singapore actually has a space industry, and it's an industry that hires 1,000 people and it involves 30 companies. The GSTC plays a crucial role in highlighting how space technology will shape the future of space. In 2018, the conference welcomed over 200 companies from more than 30 nations around the world to connect over the rapidly developing space industry and explore Asian opportunities. One of them attending this year's event is here in the studio joining me. I say good morning to Jean-Yves Legal, chairman of the French National Center for Space Studies. Welcome to the studio.
Good morning.
And you guys are responsible for proposing and implementing space policy in France, right?
Yes, that's right. CNES is in charge of defining the French space policy and to implement it. And today we have five fields of activities, which are launchers, science, Earth observation, telecommunication, defense, and it's a world space policy.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize that you get a lot of defense technology coming out of France, and Singapore works quite closely with them.
Yes, of course, because we have a long-standing cooperation with Singapore.
Yeah. Okay, so GSTC launched in Singapore yesterday. How's it been going so far? What are you hoping for from the convention this year?
I say that, in fact, GSTC is becoming a key event within the space community, but not only in Asia, but in the entire world. And the title, Pushing the Innovation Frontier, says it all. And we have all people who are involved in space activities worldwide are now this week in Singapore.
I'm quite interested to hear more about the space activities worldwide. Could you share more a little bit about what you do at the National Center for Space Studies? I mean, how do you keep innovating the support for the space ecosystem?
We have a lot of changes now in space. Why? Because due to the numerization, the digitalization, the miniaturization, having a space system is cheaper and cheaper. And so we have more and more actors worldwide. We have a lot of countries which now have a space program. We have a total of 50 space agencies worldwide. And we have also a lot of new actors coming from the internet sphere, but which are private companies. And this is what we are going to discuss because we have a big change in space today.
You caught my attention at getting cheaper and cheaper because we are a finance station. So what sort of financing does the National Center for Space Study need in terms of continuing its research into space technologies?
We have a budget coming from the French government. In 2019, this budget will reach 2.4 billion euros. And in parallel, we are also developing private initiatives. We are implementing now an investment fund because we have more and more startups and issues in space in France because people decide to develop a space system for applications using the space data, which is a kind of gold coming from space. And so we have many companies and we support them.
It's quite interesting to hear that a lot of startups are getting involved in this. This morning, I'm speaking with Jean-Yves Legal. He is the chairman of the French National Center for Space Studies. We're talking about the Global Space and Technology Convention. Yes, that's being held here in Singapore. What can we learn in Singapore from France's National Center for Space Studies? What has impressed you so far about Singapore's development in the field, and where else can we continue to progress?
I say that Singapore is probably one of the most promising startup nations in the world, and you have here a very strong culture of innovation. And this is what is very interesting for us because we could have cross-fertilization. France brings the heritage, the expertise in space, and Singapore brings a real skill in innovation. And this is why we signed recently agreements with, in particular, the Economical Development Development Board and with Singapore in general. And last year we organized a convention here in Singapore and another one the day before yesterday.
So I suppose, in your opinion, we can one day become a big player in this particular industry.
You are already a big player.
Right.
You are already a big player because Singapore has two satellites for telecommunication which are in orbit. As a matter of fact, we launched them from French Guiana, which is our spaceport on the north of South America. And we launched them with Ariane rockets, which are the most reliable in the world. And we have a lot of startups, a lot of initiatives, a lot of innovation. And this is why Singapore is very important on the map of the world of space.
Actually, I'd like to ask for more examples of our collaborations, because just to take you back, right, in 2017, our Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong and former French President François Hollande agreed to collaborate more deeply in innovation industries like space technology. 2 years on, could you share some examples of how we've collaborated?
We collaborated having a lot of discussions with people bringing innovation. We have in mind to develop a joint project, a joint satellite between Singapore and France. We are working on that. We have also people trying to think about the vehicle of the future, what is mobility using space systems. And so I'm sure that this cooperation is going to develop very, very quickly because of the excellence of the relationship that we have with the EDB. I will meet people from EDB today, and also with the two big Singapore universities.
Jean-Yves Legault, chairman of the French National Center for Space Studies, chatting with me this morning. In the past, you know, I'm just listening to everything that you're saying. You're talking about so many startups in France, as well as in Singapore, everyone getting to the innovation space, in the space industry, of course. In the past, you would probably have to be like an astronaut or some kind of a rocket scientist to be working in the space industry. Now, and like you've mentioned, so many startups creating, developing space technology. Jean-Yves, how has the space industry been disrupted? Why are so many people coming on board?
Because, in fact, people realize that besides the historical sectors, which are launchers, developing rockets, and as you said, to be a rocket scientist, building satellites, now the new frontier of space is applications. Okay. And applications, why? Because we have a lot of satellites in orbit, which send permanently a huge flux of data about the Earth system, data about science, data about telecommunications. And so people develop their own applications using this space data. And what is very, very noticeable is that sometimes the people using space data, they do not realize that they use space data. They just use data. An example, okay. You know the GPS. Yeah. GPS has been developed by the US. In Europe, we developed the counterpart of the GPS, so-called Galileo, which is 10 times more accurate than the GPS. Yes. And recently I organized in France a convention with all the Galileo users, and some of them were very surprised that we spoke about satellites, because for them they have a signal and they develop applications. And this is what is new in space, the fact that we have many, many people who develop applications.
So applications is really the way forward. Very interesting. When it comes to space, it's all about imagination. Could you share with us some exciting developments in the field of space technology? Perhaps something that's happening behind the scenes we can look forward to?
We have a lot of projects, and you see with a project that we developed with NASA, a few weeks ago we landed on Mars, InSight, and we are going to measure with a French seismometer the earthquakes on Mars. It seems to be perhaps very far from our daily life, but it will allow us to understand the internal structure of Mars. It will allow us to understand the internal structure of Earth, and at the end of the day, it will be useful for all of us. But in a nutshell, going to Mars allows to better understand the Earth.
Wow. So understanding Mars helps you understand Earth.
Absolutely. Because a few billion years ago, Mars and Earth were globally the same.
Yeah, there used to be water on Mars.
Yes,
right?
They used to have water on Mars. But now we have the Earth with water, with life as we are. On Mars, it's a cold desert. And what is at stake is to understand why the evolutions of both planets have been so different. Mm. And this is why we are on Mars now with these instruments. And we try try to understand what happened on Mars and to better understand what happened on Earth.
It's such a crucial time that this is coming out because we are having this big push against global warming. We're trying to do better for our Earth. And maybe with that, we can understand how long before Earth maybe will become like Mars and we want to prevent it or find another place to go to.
Yes, we have to understand. And you speak about also global warming. I do prefer to speak about global change because, in fact, the climate is changing. Yeah. But to understand why the climate is changing, satellites are keys. Because when you speak about climate, if you want to define climate, you use 50 essential climate variables, which have been defined by the scientists. And out of the 50 variables, 26, more than half, can be observed only from space with satellites. And these are the satellites which, for the first time, understood that we have a warming, which clearly show the evidence that the average sea level is increasing by 3.2 millimeters per year. It seems to be very tiny, but on one century, it's a lot, and Sentosa cannot be anymore an island, but can be kind of received. And the third point is that now, with the satellites, we observe the gases which are at the origin of global warming, and so satellites are key to understand the climate and to try to avoid a too dangerous climate change.
Wow, I've learned so much and really enjoyed this conversation. I've been speaking with Jean-Yves Lagal, chairman of the French National Center for Space Studies. We've been talking about the Global Space and Technology Convention. Thank you so much for coming by the studio this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.